Hello and welcome to this episode of Liahona and the New Friends. I am Pam Rennie, your host and the Liahona for this time that we have gathered together. Ooh-wee, welcome to November. Can you believe it? This year, thank goodness, is zooming by. I say thank goodness because it has been an interesting and intense year for me, and I know for many of us. And so here we are stepping into a master energy number month, and this month is shaping up already to hold enormous alignments of possibilities. So there's lots to talk about there. As I've sat in preparation for what is there to talk about today, oh my gosh, I had to ask the guides to just chill, because it was so much information. It was like I had five radio shows on at the same time with all of this coming in. So I'm going to just tap in now that we're here collectively and kind of tune in to what we want to know. And those of you that are in the queue with your hands up, I see you and I thank you for being here. And give me just a couple minutes for an intro and then I'll unmute you and we'll chat, okay? So the first thing I want to say is, why am I here and why do you want to listen in? Well, my quest pretty early on in my life as a really tiny little girl was, what is this life and who am I? I didn't know anyone else who was asking those questions or having those thoughts. So a pretty interesting journey living my regular, seemingly ordinary life. I didn't tap into guides and spirits that I knew I was doing really young, and then had a really big awakening at the next chapter of my life, which was in my early 40s, and I became to know who I am. I'm here to make a difference. I'm here as a channeler, as, you know, those titles we give ourselves, and, you know, suddenly I don't feel like giving myself a title. I'm here to be a way shower. To not from a place of better than or, hey, I know what works, so perfect, go do this. It's not like that. It's just my role in this embodiment is to hold the dream. Hold the dream of what we all came here to experience. A life filled with love, with ease, with peace, with happiness. Oh my gosh, right? What about that? That's the divine aspect in simple words. As an empathic healer of who I am. And so my intention is to be all that for you in this moment by holding the energies and the light codes and the colors that I hold. And as I speak to you, that they are transmitted through my voice. And what that does on many levels is it's kind of helping you, or my intention is it helps you to align with the truth and remember who you are and what you came here to do and be. And now in practical terms, I am all about, oh yeah, that sounds great, right? How do I do that? How do we navigate through this day-to-day life with everything going on in our personal lives around us? And how do we stay kind of sane, not just mention be who we are? Well, that's where I step in with, for me, it's been about the tools. It's been, how do we do that? And that's the biggest point too I have is, I've come to love the tools of alchemy that have created for me choice and possibilities. So everybody take a deep breath. There's a lot to talk about and a lot of energy flowing. And the first point, too, I want to invite you, just take, it's on the link for this, but my website, Sacred Journey Mentor, take some time to pop in there and go to the free gifts, the first two amazing tools I want to share with you. And I won't take up the time here because you can do that whenever you want. I've got MP3s on my website called the Grounding Cord and Rose Tool, and I really, really invite you to take a listen and participate because they'll make a big difference for you in managing your energy. So a couple things that came forward were, I thought of the Beatles. Yeah, I know, right? Well, see, in this spirituality of the quest of remembering who we are, we go on this spiritual quest, and it's my goal is also in that quest, my goal. Not goal, desire, that's a much better word, has been to bring it into my life. I mean, you know how you go, maybe you do a meditation or you listen to a class and you just feel so good. And then you walk back into your everyday life and it just all falls apart, right? Well, my quest has been to merge the fullness of who I am and be that spiritual attribute of the wholeness of the divine self I am in this physical body. That's why I thought of Beatles, because that's the human side of me. I love the Beatles. I mean, they were my first go-to. I was a tiny little girl, really, really little. And I would just listen over and over because I had big brothers who brought the music in. But I thought, you know what? They were right. All you need is love. Yeah. All you need is love. That is really what we all want, isn't it? We want to be loved. We want to be seen. We want to be heard. We want to be valued. And I'm here to kind of help you. I'm here to help you be that and feel that and love yourself. Ooh, I said that. Oh, my gosh. Yeah. How many courses, how many books, how many points to that are out there? But you know what I thought of? On the world scale of events, there was another disastrous event yesterday. And I know that brings up so much for so many people, even if it's not your event. Most of us are empaths. If you're here on the call listening, chances are good you're an empath. And what does that mean? We feel things. And there's more to say about that, but I want to just say we feel it. And we can feel a lot of things we don't want to feel. And I thought, you know something, those people, persons, whatever, that are involved or in the at the hand of those horrible events. Now, this is going to sound unique, so bear with me here. They're really passionate about what they're doing. I mean, they have to be to do it, right? And I thought of all of those others out there who are in the anger, the hatred. They're kind of arguing for those limitations on that old 3D structure, but they're passionate about it. I'm not so certain that we are as passionate about the love and making that difference for our lives and who we are on the planet. And this is just a little wondering, but I wonder if we don't kind of dim that a little bit because we're tend to go into a victim or wounded space and we don't hold that level of love yet for ourselves enough to be so passionate about the love. And that would make a profound difference if we were doing that. So we'll talk more about that in a moment. Something to think about, ponder. And I'm going to take the first caller right now. Alrighty, so you've been really patient, and I so appreciate you being here. This is area, and so this is on the phone line, and I have some questions that came in. And if you're in the chat room, and I say hello to those of you that are there, feel free to type in. I'll bounce back and forth between you. But area code 201, I am unmuting you right now.
Hi.
So hello. Hi. Who am I speaking to?
Rose.
Hi, Rose. Where are you calling from?
Jersey.
Jersey.
Yeah.
Awesome. How are things up there in Jersey?
Okay.
Yeah. Well, thanks for being here. I love your name because I'm so much in love with the Rose Tool.
Oh, thank you.
Yeah. So, do you have a question or something you want to share or talk about?
I have a question.
Okay.
Regarding my job search, do you see me finding a job in the near future?
Okay, and let me ask you some questions. And this is a great time, and thank you for being here, to expand, and I always say this, but I'll keep saying it, is I am so grateful to play a role of assisting you and everyone who calls in. And I do this from maybe not a typical way. It's not a fortune telling, and it's not a reading as others might see a reading. So I'm just going to say that. And we'll take the time we can to touch in a bit, but sometimes it requires more than what we have here. So I'm not putting that on you, but I'm just saying that I will stand in a place of my knowing to be the clear and pure guide that I'm here to be. So I'm going to invite a question to come to you. So what makes you ask, do we think there's, and I'll say we because we're in the space of the all that is answering, what makes you question if there is a job for you?
Well, I've been searching for a little over a month, and I'm hopeful that something will come soon.
Okay. So in this search, I'm going to ask you a couple things. Do you know what you're looking for?
Yes.
Perfect. Do you want to share? And you don't have to.
No, I don't want to.
Okay, that's fine. I'm just going to get quiet a moment and kind of tune in. Do you feel that this job is most aligned with the truth of who you are?
Yes.
Good. That's a very important thing. And yet there's some doubts. So I'm going to invite you to, I'm going to ask you who might be in your space. And do you know what I mean when I ask that?
No, I don't.
Okay. So let me take the opportunity. This is for everyone. And all, this always is, all these questions. So I'm going to use myself as an example. So as a little girl, really, really young, I knew of two things I really wanted to be. I wanted to be a mom and I wanted to be a nurse. Well, my mother thought the idea of being a nurse was, well, in her words, kind of disgusting. Now, there's lots of different personalities in life, and some personalities would say, well, I'm going to show you. But that wasn't my personality. I kind of took that on. And by doing so, I kind of took her idea of who I should be into my space, and I cowered a bit. And I didn't ever become a nurse, except as a mom, right? Without the title, without the degree. And that's an example of, I took her idea of what I should be in my space. And it's something in the third dimensional plane, how we've operated all the time. We have, not even knowingly, those that love us, our parents, our mom, dad, our teachers, even our ministers or preachers, we've allowed their idea unconsciously many, many times in our space. Okay. And sometimes we are energetic beings and we collect energy and we don't know we're hanging on to it, but oftentimes they're in our space. Okay. Does that make sense?
Yes.
Okay. So my example of being a nurse and even bringing it up throughout my life. Again, I had the freedom to choose, but from where I operated, I didn't choose to be a nurse. I let my mom's idea be in my space. Did I know that? Not really. I mean, I knew on some levels, but when I learned this information, that's when it became valuable to realize it was kind of taking up space. It was creating some confusion. Okay. So I'm going to just invite you, without even having to know who's in your space, just to, with your intention, to invite anyone that might be not in the alignment of who you really are, just drop away. That they don't have the influence over you, that you have the freedom to be you and your seniority being the truth of who you are. So take a deep breath. Okay. How does that feel?
Okay.
Now another question is, do you feel that you have inquired into all of the avenues possible for this job that you're seeking?
Have inquired into all of the avenues? It's the same career I've always had, and I love what I do. I'm not really sure what you're referring to.
Okay, so I'm seeing that there is, so let's do this, because what I'm seeing is there's a, I'm going to call it a door. you know how that old saying, when one door closes, another one opens?
Yes.
That's really a big part of what this is about. There's another opportunity for you, an expanded opportunity. And so sometimes we have that, oh, yeah, you know, I could put in another phone call to so-and-so or something. Or sometimes we don't have that knowing, but there's an alignment of energy. So I'm going to ask you to put in your energetic field, your aura. You know what your aura is?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. That you're aligning to all of the all the synchronicities, the people, the places, and the things to open this door for you. Okay?
Mm-hmm.
And just take a breath, and I want you to sit in that. And I want you to, you know, when we're manifesting, and that's happening really rapidly these days, and I'm having a lot of heat energy come in right now, that's my validation, that confirmation that there's a lot happening beyond the words here for you, because your soul is asking and requesting, and that's the heat coming in and saying, yeah, that's the right path. So hold on here. An important part of the manifesting is the emotion. Very important. Lord Metatron, Archangel Metatron, has said that that's often something that is left behind. So I'm going to invite you, Rose, to take a minute and do a little future exercise where you are in that job that's already happening, that you're doing it. It is the most phenomenal possibility beyond what you could have imagined, even better than what you hope for, because that's what we always wish to intend, that and better. And I'm going to invite you to really look at how it feels and attach the feeling and the emotion. You're free to share, or you can just do that to yourself. So take a minute there. And let me know if you need any assistance with the feeling and the emotion of it. And let me know when that feels complete.
Okay, it's complete.
Good. So here's the amazing thing. When we go to put out there, if you will, to the universe what we want, the minute we question it, and you know this, I know, but the minute we're kind of, I don't know, it's not coming yet, we've put that wobble in. Does that make sense?
Mm-hmm.
And it's almost saying, I don't really think I can have this. So we want to make certain that you're not in that space. And this whole exercise was really assisting you to be more in the alignment of what you wish to experience. Now, to me, the path looks open and clear. And the important part is to really know. You don't have to know when, but just to know it is happening. It is going to happen, and to keep yourself in that vibration of it's going to happen. Now, can I give you a time frame? If I were to do that, I would be interfering with your free will. I'd be interfering with your manifesting and all of the learnings and experiences that could come in between now and what that date might be. Now, that doesn't mean it's wrong if others choose to do that, but that's the energy I play in. Because there's always something to learn. Do you see that?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. So can you take a moment and reflect on, you've been searching, you said, for a month. Just take a moment, and I'm inviting you to notice some of the things that you have learned in this period of time. Oh, I think we just lost internet connection. Hold on 1 second. All right, we lost internet connection. I'm back. I hope you're here. And when we did, we lost the caller. All right, Rose, if you come back and you're on the web, I hope you found that beneficial. So anytime, this is for everyone that we're manifesting. And there's no blame here. There is no blame. We are all in this learning space of knowing that when we put out to the universe what we wish to experience, it's so easy to go to the space of doubt, or it's not happening yet, it's not happening yet, and that creates a bit of a wobble in what we're bringing forward. So this, and even better, is always what we choose. So Rose, many blessings to you on your venture. I hope that plays out exactly and even better than what you're looking for. And it is so. Okay, so I hope you have even more of a reference for the points to and the learnings. And yeah, so what else is there? So I want to tell you something interesting. All of this year, one of the things in talking about that divine alignment of being that spiritual being in the physical body and merging more of the experiences of the heightened awarenesses, the higher frequencies that I feel when I do energy work that I don't feel when I'm in the mundaneness of my life, if you will, and wanting to kind of merge that, I've really noticed a lot around the physical body. Spiritually, we've grown leaps and bounds, huge leaps. And our physical bodies are at a different place. And they've really required some focus and attention. And I've gotten that in a big way this year with some really, I called it sometimes forced quiet time. You know, I got to heal a broken rib, and that really, I couldn't even do a talk for more than a couple sentences. That's a big portion of why I have not been here. I was healing that. And do you know that in the beginning, I thought, oh, look, I've got so many tools to heal and a lot of herbs and oils. There's no way it's going to take the 8 weeks that the doctor said or the ER said. I'm just going to, you know, I'm ignoring that and I'm going to leap forward. And guess what? It took that long. But what I realized that was so important in the beginning was, not in the beginning, in the middle part, was I was trying to leap forward out of the healing process. And I learned some enormous, valuable lessons. I learned to let go of some things that didn't serve me. I would have missed out on those experiences, and chances are good they may have shown up in another way if I had ignored or leapt over them. And so I became grateful for that experience and still looking for that alignment with a body. And I realized, you know, we've been in this embodiment, walking through the feeling, the sensation of being separate from source. And we are learning we're not separate. And we've also walked through, this comes from Master Kasumi, being separate from the body. We've often operated outside of our bodies. There's multiple explanations and aspects of that. When I talked earlier about the holding on to experiences and the ideas of how others think we should live, so often we've come into this embodiment as the big beings we are. And really early on, we dimmed our light. We felt like we didn't fit in. We felt very alone. People didn't relate to us, and we were different. And so we did stuff to fit in, and it didn't feel comfortable. And in doing so, different things we experienced, they hurt. They hurt our feelings. They hurt our heart. And on an unconscious level, we operated in this place of, well, I don't know what to do with that hurt, if you will, but it doesn't feel good, and I don't want to feel it again. And so it kind of went into that unconsciousness. That's why we don't often know who's in our space directly that's, you know, taken up residency, if you will. But so we've got that, the pain, the heartache of even being small, where we have dimmed our light. And it's not that the pain is in our heart per se, but in our energy field and our auric field. That's where we've stored and put those unconscious experiences, the heartache, the pain, the hurt feelings. So it's there that as we come back into the body, that we bump into it. So we think on an unconscious level, I don't want to be in my body. I don't want to feel that. And I went through that really consciously about a month ago when I was in a period of grief. And I knew I didn't want to really feel that. And I realized I'm not fully present in my body because I'm afraid to really fully feel what's there if I go there. Now, I realized that was in my energy field, and I cleared that and stepped in more presently, and that's where I was able to feel peace and ease and love. So I invite you to put a hand on your heart and feel that measure of peace and love that's right there for you. Know it was safe getting back there. You can just jump over that stuff in the way and let it just dissolve away in the element of love and be right there. This is about you tapping into that love, that all that you need love, that's right there. So on that continued quest of mine about the relationship with the body and learning to communicate, I thought of something funny, so I'll share this. So I'm in a new relationship right now. And this morning, I actually had some resistance around that. Yeah. I was really being stubborn. And I could feel that I wanted things a certain way. And I just was going to ignore that it couldn't be that way. Because this is what I wanted. So I'm in this kind of almost an argument, but not really, in my new relationship. And in my stubbornness, I went, yeah, I'm going to do this. And guess what happened? I did it, and I got uncomfortable. And I'm kind of making a joke because I was in that stubbornness with my body. I was in that new relationship where I'm really from a higher frequency and newer place, tapping into what does my body want? What is it letting me know? And I haven't had Earl Grey tea in months, and I wanted some. I wanted that familiar feeling of that little ritual of the tea, and not the green tea and not the other herb teas I've been drinking. I wanted my Earl Grey tea. And my body was kind of going, I don't think so. And I was arguing, going, come on. It'll be fine, really. We're just going to say it'll be good. And my body let me know, yeah, I didn't really want that, and I'm a little uncomfortable. So, part of the being human, right, in all that, and what a lesson. Big deal? Not really. But my body validated, yeah, right now, I just don't want the black tea, sorry. And I went, okay, I think I'll listen because I don't really need the discomfort of my stubbornness playing out in the physical like that. Yeah, so take a breath. And I have some email questions that came in, and I want to go to those right now. This is from Jan. So she emailed, how do I do this? Nothing is working out for me. Help. Yeah, okay, so let's take a deep breath. Now, I could go all law of attraction and all Esther and Abraham on you and say that's what's in your vortex and that's what you're attracting back. Yeah, you know, but that's really not what you want to hear. That's not very comfortable. Is there truth to it? It's a universal law. And what else is there? So looking further, what are you feeling? And in the email, she's feeling like a failure. Now, she didn't elaborate that except to mention in another paragraph that her job isn't going well. And so that's part of the failure. But I know there's a little bit more to it. It feels like that. So what if, as an empathic healer, and that doesn't mean you have to run out and start a business, but know that we are all here on the planet at this time to make a difference. That we're here to create the new earth. And so what if this feeling of failure is something that you said before you came in this lifetime, in this embodiment. Hey, you know what? I'm really familiar with what it feels like. And let me assist all of humanity by clearing the feeling of failure. Because did we really fail? Does something really not work out? Don't we learn from every little thing? And if you're experiencing that feeling, that less than vibration, Jan, what if it's possible that you're also transmuting that through the empath that you are for all of humanity and for Mother Earth? Let's take a breath into that. Now, that doesn't mean you have to take it on and be a failure and feel being a failure and experience it, and that's what plays out in your life. No, that's not what that means. But what it means is there are little aspects of that in your auric field, in your energy field, physical, mental, emotional, and physical body, where you have felt what it feels like to be in failure. And so some of that residue, if you will, you've done healing on it over and over again, but there it is. It's the familiar feeling. And because you said, yeah, I know what that's like, let me assist and clear that through my vehicle vessel as an act of service. Take a deep breath. Not taking it on, now that you know that, I invite you to, with a breath, however you want to do this, you can send it down your grounding cord. You can send it to the great central sun. You can call Yeshua and say, I hand over this feeling of failure. I hand over the experience that it had of being one. And if indeed I'm transmuting that feeling for humanity and Mother Earth, let it so be and let that all transmute out now. Take a breath. Now, take that energy and any residue and ground it out. And be in this present time moment, in your seniority, with a hand on your heart, being the love that you are. It's not possible to fail. None of you came in here to fail, but you did come in as big soul beings to experience. And when you're complete with one experience, whatever that was or is, there are more experiences to be had. What makes your heart sing? What other job is available for you to be more in the alignment with who you are? That's what it's all about. It's remembering and choosing what you wish to experience. Because there is always choice. And while some feel things are predetermined, and another way of saying that is what I just talked about, where you said, you know, I'm familiar with this, so let me assist. The other portion of that is there's always choice at each step of the path, which will alter the outcome, because you could really step into that feeling of failure so deep that nothing but that is your experience. Or you can choose to lift up and rise up and be the love that you are and say, what else is possible? That is alchemy. Through Lord Metatron, the definition of alchemy: changing the frequency of thought, altering the harmonics of matter, adding the element of love to create a desired result. Take a deep breath. We all have the freedom of choice. How do you choose? Do you choose to be passionate about the love that you are? Do you choose to decide to love yourself more and to awaken to, we have looked outside of ourselves for validation, for others to see us, for others to love us? And behold, everything within our hearts. Behold, everything we need to experience right here. and that this loneliness and everything that's not working out seemingly for you is meant to bring you more fully into the alignment of you being you in your divine connection and connected to Source. Yeah, so let that sink in a minute. And notice how you feel in your body. Allow it to relax. Let's spin that solar plexus chakra, your will center. Take a moment. See if you can give yourself permission to give this level of love to you that's right here. Very good. Thank you for writing in, Jan. I really appreciate that. And I know you weren't available to listen now, which is why you wrote in. So I know you'll be catching this on the replay. So much love and many blessings. The next email came from Cindy. And so I'm reading and summarizing. Cindy's explaining that she's been using the Rose tool and she feels like it's not working. And that's just short to the point. She didn't elaborate. So, Cindy, let me address that for you and everyone. Great question. Love it when those questions come up. And this is what I have to say about the Rose tool. It always works. It always works because it holds the same frequency vibration and hertz vibration all the time. But guess what? We don't. And so this is what I suggest to people. I'll go back to me in that little resistance that I was in with a little bit of an argument with my new relationship with my body, and I really wanted my tea, but I never did finish. So while I'm in the heat of the emotion, can you reuse the Rose tool? Yes, but I often find that I will use things in steps. So the Rose will help take an emotion off your space, but it doesn't shift how you feel. Does that make sense? Let me go into being angry. So I'm going to use the Rose tool. And let's say someone sparked some anger. I'm going to blame someone else, right? Because don't we do that? Because never do we just say, I'm angry. It's always because of something we think. They made me angry. Okay, so really what they did was push your buttons of where you're holding some of those pictures, like we talked about before, of anger in your space. And that's what happened. And so while I'm feeling that emotion, I'm going to bring a rose forward and I'm going to allow the rose to collect all that anger and mad off my space, and it will. But I might still be in the feeling of it because there's a couple things. You can't fix the problem in the problem. And here's my part to create choice. So a phenomenal way to do this, if you're really in the heat of, and I know that's what you're mainly referring to, is to call first an energy of neutral. Call in the indigo coating. Call that to just flood your space and to ask Lord Metatron to assist you to feel neutral. And I mean that quite literally. Think of the neutral, in the car, gears. What happens when you're in neutral? Nothing. The engine can be revving like crazy, but you're not going anywhere. And that's what this is about. It creates a bit of a pause, a bit of a blank space, feeling neutral, taking a breath, and again asking that rose to collect the energy off your space, and then choosing, let's say, to feel calm and allow the energy of calm to come in, and then notice what you notice. So know that the tools always work. There's different applications, different purposes, and it's all about choice, creating, and choosing. So I hope you found that helpful. And let's play with that for a minute since we're talking a lot about the roses, and I know we have new listeners that don't have a clue, and I apologize if that didn't make sense. Let's talk about this a minute. So take a breath. And why do I keep telling you to take a breath? Because the infinite wisdom is held within. The infinite wisdom of the Creator is held within the breath. And as this conversation is flowing, there is so much energy moving And sometimes we forget to keep breathing, and we hold our breath. And I'm assisting you physically, mentally, emotionally, spiritually to keep the energy flowing. Very good. So what is this rose tool I speak of? This has been used for eons of time, and it comes forward through the divine feminine. And I learned it in the course of Mastering Alchemy. That's the first introduction I had to this rose tool. And this rose, and I invite you to see or remember a red rose at this time. And just really notice it. Notice that I'm looking at mine and it's not fully open, but the bud's not tight. It's beautiful red. It's just the petals have that velvety appearance. It has a long stem and there's only two leaves on it. And I feel, now I'm one that feels, you might say I don't see it, that's okay. Just intend to know it's there. It was designed to support and assist you. And because it's a higher vibration, it will pull energy off your space. It's there. So let's play with this. See that rose there? And we talked about people being in your space. So ask, who is in the center of my head? That's your command center, the pineal gland. And just see if someone pops into your mind. And go with it. Even if it's crazy, like, what? I haven't thought of that person in 30 years. It's okay. And invite that rose to collect their energy up. Now here's the cool thing. All the energy is neutralized in the rose. It only takes a moment. And I'm going to invite you to explode that rose into a million particles of white light. And guess what? As you do that, it's recycled. And that energy goes back to the person, that portion of their energy that was in your space. And now you have freed up space, if you will. And you have more space to be the truth of who you are. Now take a breath. I invite you to play with that and do that multiple times a day. You can sit for 10 minutes and do it, because it's that pineal gland, that center of our head, where be there. Just take a notice. That's a big part of being centered in the center of your head. That's an application. But that's one of those places where we have stored those unconscious thoughts of how others think we should operate and live our life. And it's very valuable to collect them out. So that is one of the applications of a rose tool. And on my website, which is sacredjourneymentor.com, you will also find some other applications of that tool. All right, so I thank you to the caller that we had in. I give a thank you to those that sent emails in. And no questions in the chat at this time. I'll give you the chance quick right now, if you want to type in a question, those of you on the chat, if anything didn't make sense, you'd like clarity, please do. Otherwise, we're about coming to a close for today. Give just a moment here. So I hope you're finding the information valuable, and know that step into being that love that you are. Step into feeling it and giving to yourself, nourishing yourself, allowing yourself to fill your cup. We haven't been given permission to do that. We're very busy being of service to others, and our cup needs to be filled first and foremost. All right, I'm not seeing any more questions, so I'm going to call our time complete. We've moved a lot of energy. We will be back next time. If there are any topics you would love addressed, any questions you have, please feel free to send them to me at pam@pamrennie.com. That's PAMRENNIE.com. You can connect with me on Facebook, The Everyday Alchemist. Try to change the name over to The Liahona, and it wouldn't let me, but I am an alchemist, so I let it be perfect. That's the Gemini in me, multiple things. So I thank you for inviting me back again after this reconstruction. There was a million things to talk about, and this is where we were pointed to, and I hope, again, you found it beneficial and enjoyed our time together. So this is Pam Rennie as the Liahona, and we are concluding this time on Universal Energy Radio's Blog Talk Radio with much love and many blessings to you.